Well, in a little more than 3 weeks from now, Donald Trump will return to the White House as president. However, many ag leaders are expressing their concerns over Trump's tariff proposals and what impact it could have on America's farmers and the ag industry.
Let's be patient. Obviously, I think President Trump is rightfully using an effective tool in order to accomplish fairness for the United States of America.
And that's Sonny Perdue, who served as Ag Secretary during President Trump's previous administration. Trump says he wants to impose a 60% tariff on all Chinese imports, and he says he's also considering imposing 25% tariffs on Mexican and Canadian imports if they don't clamp down on two things: the immigration issue, and the smuggling of fentanyl into the U.S.
Over the past years, particularly with China, we've been patsies in that way with experiencing very unfair trade practices there. Obviously, does any farmer or rancher want fentanyl coming into this country? Absolutely not. Do we want our borders unsecure? Absolutely not. This is one of the things that we do very well now. Again, while we did have tariffs in the first administration of Trump, you saw through the trade appropriations, we made good on that for the most part. Not totally, as you might expect, but again, if I can do something to stop fentanyl, I'm willing to sacrifice a little bit.
Perdue says that Trump will also work to eliminate the ag trade deficit, which was $31.8 billion in fiscal year 2024, according to USDA.
The president also recognizes what an independent food production system we have in this country means for national security. Shame on us if we ever allow ourselves to become dependent on the international efforts for our food supply, as many countries are, including China, which cannot feed their people. So the president understands that.
Most of all, Perdue says that Trump has always expressed his personal concerns for the welfare of America's farmers.
I rarely left the Oval Office when I was secretary that the president didn't ask me. And these were 2017 and 18. Those were tough times on the farm. We were undergoing those tariffs. And he said, Sonny, how am I? We could be talking about anything internationally, not including agriculture. He said, Sonny, how are my farmers doing? I said, well, Mr. President, it's tough out there. He looked me in the eye, pointed his finger at me, and said, you take care of them. And I think he means that.
You can hear much more of my conversation with former U.S. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue. It's at MichiganAgToday.com.